Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Lots is happening. The Texas tension is continuing, and we have the federal agents now and their union saying they will not take down barbed wire that they say has been put there legally. What does that mean? Will they take down some of it? It certainly seems like the federal agents are willing to resist to Biden because in their perception, it's a violation of their constitutional oath to be removing barbed wire that was put there legitimately. So that's interesting. We have Trump, who is in total campaign mode, making beautiful promises.
And just recently, a vicious, illegal alien criminal who was wanted for murder all over the planet, wanted. Everybody knew this person, not a good person, was discovered living as a fugitive right here in Las Vegas. Isn't that nice? We have no choice. Within moments of my inauguration, we will begin the largest domestic deportation operation in America.
The largest domestic deportation in American history. That is an interesting promise. That would be interesting to see this. I want to see this. I'm happy that Trump is back on the line of charming the American people. That promise in and of itself is sufficient to make him preferable to Joe Biden, of course. I'm sure there will be other aspects that I will side with Trump, but that in and of itself would be a very good progress. Fleur de Sel says, good evening, JF. Good evening to you. I've been counseling today, as I often do during the weekend. There are often guys calling me with a need for help. And it's always the same problem. I attract people who are in this crowd. They all have the same problem. It is all about anxiety. It is all about unwillingness to overthinking, unwillingness to engage with women, always making up stories inside your head why you shouldn't approach a woman. And really, it's been constant. Every time a guy calls me, it's what needs to be fixed. So let me tell it to all of you, because I think all of you would benefit from this if you haven't already worked on this. If you want to get a woman, you're going to have to be in action mode. You're going to have to be in doing mode. You're going to have to stop overthinking, thinking, oh my God, will it work with her? I don't know. You have to approach. Establish eye contact. Look if she reciprocates. If a woman ever comes to you and says hi, that means she wants sex with you. That is the signal. This guy had a superb occasion where a woman came to him at the car mechanic place and he was buying motor oil. And she was like, can you help me choose the right motor oil? And it's like, the guy said, I don't work here. Oh my God, bro. And to make it so obvious, the lady told him, I know you don't work here. Oh no, that was an invitation for sex. All that the woman wants to hear really is, I'm going to take care of you. Even if you don't know about engine oil, doesn't matter. You're going to find who will know for her. She wants to be handled. She wants to be taken there was a clip. Let me find that clip because I think it's important. There was a clip of a woman for once truly explaining what she wants from a man. And basically, she wants her brain to be switchable to off. That is a very good explanation of what you need to put the woman in that state if you want to be successful. And it's not super hard. It's just timid, shy leadership is just enough. You don't need to be over the top. You don't need to be controlling her. You just need to put paths for her and show her the path. Listen to this. If you want to have success with women, doesn't matter if you're kind of ugly. Doesn't matter if you don't have money. if you can just do this, psychologically be her pillar of safety, of I know what he's going to say, and I know I can trust where he's going to bring me. Listen to this.
Do to get you guys to notice him. When you see videos of men, oh, they need to grind. You got to be the leader of the house. You need to kill an alligator with your hands. I want to hear what women want from men.
This is all we want. We want a man who acts like a man, who's manly, who takes care of things. I don't need you to kill an alligator with your hands, but I need to feel so feminine around you because you are so masculine that I can turn my brain off because I know you've got it. I trust your...
She wants to turn her brain off because... The female brain is like a clunky Russian car, you know. It's ideally you want to keep it off. Ideally, you don't need it to get to work. And so she wants to turn her brain off and know that you will be there making the decision in kind of a subtle way. It doesn't have to be like, oh yeah, we're going there tonight. You don't have to impose it against her will, but you have to lay it and say, all right, we could do this tonight. That would be great. I would love doing this. I don't know about you, but I would love to go to that restaurant. It's been a dream of me. I've been looking at their menu for more than a year. That would be the place I go to. And so you've laid a path. Now, if she tells you, I don't like this restaurant, I want to go elsewhere. Okay, I have another solution for you. Do you want to go there instead? Or do you want to do this at home instead? So you lay down paths for her to be sliding onto. Sliding passively is what the woman brain wants.
Your intellect, I trust your character. I trust that I can close my eyes and follow you blindly, and I'm going to be happy about where I end up. You tell me.
Now, the regular street whore doesn't think like this. To be clear, I don't want to mislead you guys. It's not easy to... It's not easy to even find a woman today who is conscious of what this girl is explaining. But know that it's at least present in all women unconsciously, at the very least. And if you can be that guy that ends up finding the solution to her motor hall problem, like if I was in that situation, I don't know much about motor hall, but I know that the motor hall type is written on the cap of my engine. I'd be like, well, lady, it all depends on your engine. Have you looked on the cap of your oil in your engine? We have to go to your car. Oh, okay, let's go to my car. And then, boom, you just created a situation in which you're opening the top of the car and you're showing your mechanics knowledge, even if you don't have any. Bro, don't miss these opportunities. Be always there. Be ready for failure 99% of the time so that you can grab that 1 out of 100 opportunity where you can make a woman fall in love with you by choosing her engine oil. New guy says, lol, tone it down, mate. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, that being said, if you are going to suggest engine oil, you better go to her car, open the hood, and check which oil the engine requires. Well, there you go. You knew what to do. That is exactly what I would do. Now you have a situation in which you're tinkering into her insides and penetration hasn't even begun. It is, you don't want to miss this kind of opportunity. So to all guys, reduce your anxiety, reduce your overthinking, and do, be there, do stuff. Establish eye contact. Hi. Does she respond? Does she seem warm at the response? If so, she wants sex. Takavet says, I love your streams. They're great, Monsieur Gariepi. Well, thank you. The French protests are continuing. There's a bunch of farmers who are pissed off at the... I think it's a thing with tax, and the same way they tried to do in other European countries. They're being overtaxed. They're being targeted for carbon emission by the farts of the cows.
What it really means to live life golden.
The French certainly know how to protest. Here they have blown up a highway with a kind of tractor, I guess. They basically destroyed the highway. So that's a long-term blockade. See, they have they have apparently this farming apparatus. Maybe it's meant to do gardening in the soil, but if you put it on a highway, well, it will garden your highway. Oh, it's called the subsoiler, says Spindly Opinion. All right, well, reduction of circulation, blockades of roads. The French do know how to protest. Shrink Mamed is saying, I failed 60 times in a day at the college before I got a yes for a date. Yeah, I mean, it's those are the rates. If you're a low life scum like you guys on the regular chat, no offense. You're not Papa JF. Now, Papa JF's rate is a little higher, but I've taken risks in my life, so I deserve it in a way. I don't have to find a woman. I don't have to go on the streets and approach random women. I probably would have exactly the kind of rate as Shrink Mamed. If I did so, a new guy says, whoa, hey, okay, he's he is insulted by my comment. This girl totally understood something, but then she said, ah, never mind.
No, I seriously think about this every single day, and I'm sorry if I sound stupid. If somebody has $500 and they've already paid taxes on it and they give it to me, so now just because it goes from them to me, I also have to pay taxes on it, even though they just did. And then not only that, but anytime I spend one of those $500, I'm going to also pay another tax fee on whatever item I'm buying. And then whoever I bought the item from will have to pay taxes on the money they just earned.
It means the government is an infinitely draining entity. It never stops. It always wins. No matter who wins, who loses in society, it keeps draining every bit of economic energy and existence, like an octopus.
From what I bought. So, like, if it... So every single dollar... Like, if a dollar is 100 cents... Hold on. Just forget it.
She says forget it. Oh my god, this is she got to it, she was there, but forget it. Oh my god, too bad. Well, I mean, yeah, she has understood what's going on. It's an infinitely draining machine. Basically, the dollar that you're talking about, if you were to track it, will generate more than a dollar in taxes. So it basically seeds damage into society as it circulates, as the government pumps and pumps and pumps until there's no water left. So basically, economic activity is a leaky system under a taxing government. Trump just got found liable for $83 million for saying he didn't rape this woman.
That's because some very distinguished mice live here. Kahneman lives in the kitchen. Tversky lives in the bedroom. This is my shed. And on that side are the books that most influenced me growing up. On the door are the lists of my dogs. Marky, Fortuna de la Spunky.
This is what we call a level 7 witch. There's no going back. The pink hair, the takeover of some part of the wood. I mean, this makes you sympathetic to witch burnings. I mean, witch burnings were probably not fair at all, but they must have caught a couple of good ones. There must have been a couple of good witches in there.
Heidi, Tits, Bloody, and Hepburn. The streams and the rivers were dry. And it so horrified me that I came out and started painting the rocks blue to indicate that there was once a river here. And then after I got done painting the rocks, I just sort of walked over here and then did that tree and then did that tree and then I...
She's ruining acres of natural life just out of her sorcery.
I did this tree, and then pretty soon I'd done this whole forest.
Yeah, but there was never a river there, woman. So you started with a principle, and then you discovered, oh yeah, you're just a fucking crazy old woman who wants to paint things. Because the whole idea there was, okay, I'm going to paint this as a marker for rocks to indicate that there was once a water level here. But then you totally go outside of the water level, and now you're just painting for fun. You're destroying life. This bitch needs to be stopped, says Big Tech Exodus. Well, we're not stopping her. We're giving her apparently $83 million for continuing her projects. We have Taylor Swift. Okay, I have one of the pictures of Taylor Swift generated by AI here because it's not a pornographic one. I believe it's fair to show it. This is where it's totally First Amendment. This is looking at a hypothetical world in which Taylor Swift would be super fat. That is interesting. It is experimental. It is a thought experiment. We all know Taylor Swift isn't fat. It's not defamation. I know that Taylor Swift isn't fat. I know it's not a true Taylor Swift picture. But it's interesting to see how would AI picture Taylor Swift if she was fat. And AI did it. So just for this reason, Taylor Swift is on a spree of legal threats. And she is saying, so some of these pictures are much more hardcore, more pornographic than this one. And she is threatening to sue. But the problem is, it's AI. Everyone knows it's AI, so it's not defamation. It's not like people are claiming these photos are true. And sexual shaming is not a legally recognized principle. It's going to be very hard for her to sue the entities. Now, she could give a lot of trouble just out of the fact that when you sue a big company, there are lawyer costs and it sucks. But ultimately, I think it's totally contained within the First Amendment to be criticizing a celebrity and even be kind of shamey and disgusting in the process. Silver Spider says, this is the price of fame. If she doesn't like it, she can disappear from the public eye. Yes, Mama JF has demonstrated that it's entirely possible. In fact, she's kind of overdone it. Mulder says, hey, Jeff, I'm studying evolutionary biology at undergraduate level and recommended TRP to one of my lecturers as he touched upon it when speaking briefly on AI and its potential to go through some process of evolution. He, of course, had not read it. Well, that is a very critical recommendation. I thank you for doing this because the academia must be updated about this. It's a book that has been supported by Robert Trevor, so it's not like you come at your university professor with something totally out there. Like, it's been read by a great biology mind, and it's been accepted as a theory. And it's just a matter of all this little work, the kind of work that you did there, that will eventually the people in the academia will realize, okay, all these ideas I've had that maybe this about mimetics, maybe this about AI, it's already been compiled into a theory, and it's out there, and it's a book that exists. So thank you so much. Those are the critical minds. I really enjoy that the revolutionary phenotype has had a very good run in the public eye. I've sold many books. I got rich with it. But now it's time for these critical people in positions of authority in science. We have to go at them and say, hey, I'm not going to take you seriously as long as you haven't read The Revolutionary Phenotype. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, you're calling out of woman for classifying ugly men as creepy is missing an important point about men that doesn't really exist in women. Unattractive men are more likely to have been socially rejected in life, lending him to have antisocial and potentially dangerous qualities. Well, let's talk about this tweet I did, because I disagree with your framing there. Antisocial qualities exist in the species because they must be good to something. And that is why you have this incomprehensible beauty who falls in love with the bad boy. You all know what I'm talking about. Like, this very frustrating, like, perfect female who goes for a little more of a drug dealer that she should go with, you know? And that, to me, reveals that antisocial preferences are necessary to survival, and they are as good to women as they are to men, because these features will be passed down to all of your sons. Even if they were really just useful in the context of the male body and the male decisions, it would still be useful from the perspective of the mother, because her sons would be equipped with the proper cognitive structure. So I reject your framing there. But let's go back to to my initial tweet about this. So Pagliacci the Hated gave us an example, a textbook example of women not assuming that they are agents of social rejection. Women have a problem with it because they do it all the time, but they don't want to say they do it. And so they find all of these, it's the vibes. I'm just not feeling it. It's the vibes that this guy emits. Like, there's no vibe, woman. I'm there with my spectroscoper, like ghost detector. There's zero vibes coming up from this man. But you are observing this man visually, and you are observing this man cognitively. That's probably what you mean by vibes, right? And I just want women to come to grip with this. You are a eugenic farmer of humanity. You are a force of selection and rejection. There are entire lines of descent that pass or do not pass on your whims. And that is important to understand this, because as long as you're out there and naively, oh no, I'm just doing what I feel, you don't understand your important role in society. As long as you are out there doing your social rejection and you're, oh, this guy's evil, and you're a little pip, 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 spreading of rumors and lies, you don't understand what you're doing. So this Pagliacci the Hated, I don't know who that is, but this girl came and gave me a perfect example of this, which I've been thinking for a long time. She says, on behalf of the female delegation, I am here to inform you that the reason why this man is single is because he has bad vibes. Atrocious, even. So this girl is looking at just a single screenshot of a man. Okay, you know, you can argue that the structure of his orbital bones is kind of weird, kind of Tim Burton-like cranium style, overly cranianized. You know, this guy is a walking cranium. Now, I think he could be a very good guy. I don't judge him based on a single screenshot. And he says, I'm 25 years old and I've never had a girlfriend. Now, this girl decides that he has bad vibes on a single screenshot. I'm sorry, lady, but you are just being judgmental on his physique here. Let's not hide ourselves. But she continues, and she shows you the whole self-deception that women engage in when they do that. It doesn't even necessarily have anything to do strictly with his physical looks. It goes much deeper. Something about him is just weird. It has to do with his physical looks, because you just saw a screenshot of him. So it has to do with his physical looks. you have detected that, and the title that is written, you know, I'm 25 years old and I've never had a girlfriend. So you concluded from the rejection of other girls and his looks that he has the bad vibes. He should be part of the section of human males that do not reproduce in our polygamous whole society. And so my comment on this was to say there is massive female hypocrisy about the fact that they will reject males based on physical appearance. It's just the vibes. No, you're judgmental. At least assume the fact that you're judgmental. Your evolutionary expertise is the eugenic farming of men. And this is what I want women to understand. All of these little feelings that you experience about the vibes, this is all your genetics deploying a program to socially reject the losers of humanity and selectively reproduce with the winners of humanity. It's a terrible power that you have on the world through this. Literally, your vibes feeling has caused 80% of the males in the history of our species never to have a single baby. It's akin to torture what you're doing with the sexual market. Now, so be it. If it's the game, it's the game, and we're going to play it. But don't be deceptive about it. Be more understanding of your power, understanding of the suffering that you seed, and be at least recognizing. Like, I'm sure this guy would like to hear it, like many incels that are headed to these forums. They are headed because they want to hear the truth. Like, they've seen the bullshit. They've been rejected for vibes reason. They've all been told that they were having the wrong vibes. That is literally something you'll hear a lot. And they want an explanation. What the fuck is going on? What is this vibe thing? And you won't get this explanation from women because women are self-deceiving about it. The explanation is we are in the process of the sculpting of a peacock tail. Humanity, human civilization, is a gigantic peacock tail. And you're this feather that was just a little off. You know, incels, you are this feather that just didn't fit in the great peacock tail that we're putting together. Now, should we be making this peacock tail? We probably shouldn't, because it's insane. It's insane the amount of suffering and energy that goes into this evolutionary runaway that human civilization is. But in the establishment of this peacock tail, what they call the vibes that you were giving off is actually the fact that you were misaligned with one of their cognitive preferences, in the same way that one feather in a male peacock would be misaligned with the rest of the feather and would lead to rejection. Nonviolent comes, says, be a man and the right woman will come. That's it. Yeah, you do have to exude some maleness. Aquanote says, JF, as an appreciator of true randomness in evolutionary theory, yes, I am. This book totally gave me an appreciation for the value of randomness and just how much you lose when you lose randomness. He says, wouldn't you agree that if women knew they were eugenic selectors, the mechanism wouldn't work, that their decision-making is arguably no different than a coin toss, might be why human evolution has worked? It's not random, like a coin toss. I guess I would say, don't see randomness where it is not. And certainly, what I see in the patterns of female selection of males these days, and probably forever, is it's absolutely non-random. They are actively sculpting a man. And the properties of the man they are sculpting is non-autistic, capable of generating comedy on demand, capable of having the right cognitive structure to connect with them. They test men in various ways. They will test men for, like, what will he do when I do a random crisis? What will he do when I go psychotic? What will he do when we have no money? And so all of this, to me, is non-randomness, fundamentally. If you want to talk about the contribution of randomness, I'm very, very willing to. But it's not happening here. Randomness is happening at the level of DNA mutations, sure, but not here. Silver Spider says, "Hey, Jeff, remember when I told you about my friend, 35, dating the 42-year-old who had an 8-year marriage, divorced, and slept with 30 guys? Turns out she's pregnant and 43 now. After I criticized his decision to stay with her, and he rejected my advice, I pretty much stopped talking to him." Well, you know, they may get lucky. The fact is, she may have been in exceptional health for a 43-year-old woman. They may get lucky, and he doesn't have Down syndrome. And if so, well, then he's got a baby. So credit to him for having gotten this last shot. And I don't think you should be particularly frustrated at him. If he has a Down syndrome child, he's going to pay the price of his bad decision making, sure. But if he has a child, he got it. He got to somewhere where 25-year-old incels don't get. So congratulate him. Sometimes it is the solution. Maybe in his state in the market, he couldn't get a more fertile female than this. And perhaps he now has a child thanks to this. So you have to grant him credit where credit is due. His chances of doing so were low. It's like a hand in poker. He made a big bet on a ridiculous hand, but he got it. So now he's entitled to keep playing the tournament. It still goes on. More Senate Republicans embrace Trump as he marches toward GOP nomination. Trump is totally dominating. I think that Nikki Haley will just crumble. And at some point, she should do it early rather than later. She should do it as soon as possible to leave the race, because now it's looking very... I guess she wants to give a try to South Carolina because she comes from there, but even that is not going to score her very much strong victories. So she's just a handicap at this point for the Republican Party. Silver Spider says, "Jeff, he's very handsome and could have done a lot better." Well, you also have to respect this, you know. Okay, so he went for the old lady, got a child. We don't know if he's going to be Down syndrome, maybe, maybe not. But you have to respect that someone with a lot can make a safe bet. You know, kind of inseminating a 43-year-old woman is kind of a safe bet, because he could have dropped her later. Like, if she doesn't have a baby, he could have switched to a younger woman eventually. So sometimes, you know, you, as a male, it's your job to inseminate the uteruses that show up. And that is very hard to explain to women. That one is a tough one. I don't know if I don't know if my girlfriend will ever understand this, that, you know, a lot of the women I've inseminated and I've had babies with, they were just the women that were available at the time. Sometimes as a man, it is your responsibility to spray and pray. Sometimes it's the strategy that you need to go with, because the constraints of the world are such. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad decision maker. It means that you are looking at society and you're like, okay, I need some safe chips, bet on safe bets, and then I can dream of having those big stacks of chips bet on more risky bets, But I have to do it. I have to do it if the costs are not enormous. If I perceive that I can rebound from being with a sick witch, I'll do it. I'll inseminate her and then I'll run. Nonviolent comes, says, JF, did you start watching Europa? Thoughts? I didn't get a chance. I wanted to check it yesterday. But I didn't get a chance. Frederick von Finkel says, JF, do you believe me that I guessed 5 Bitcoin private keys in 30 minutes the other day? Yes, I believe you. You have guessed 5 Bitcoin private keys correctly in 30 minutes, but the wallets were 0 Bitcoin. That's your problem. Now do it with 5 wallets that have Bitcoins in them, and I will respect you as a direct descendant of God on this earth who came with superpowers. For those in the know, you will know that all possible Bitcoin keys will all open up a wallet, but that wallet will have $0 in it. Woke Maryland private school questions young boys about gender and sexuality. Identity inventory. So we're now part of an inventory. It's like, oh, I don't have enough cisgender, LGBT, gender non-conforming people in my class. My inventory is low. For each of the following identities, circle one or more item that fits how you would describe yourself. 2 working parents, divorced parents, raised by guardians, gender, cisgender, gender identity that matches your sex assigned at birth, transgender, gender identity does not match your sex assigned at birth, gender non-conforming, gender identity does not fit into one single category, or agender, someone who does not identify with having a gender. Okay, well, through questioning, they are teaching, really. This is the case of what I described in the moral signal as rhetorical questions. Now, this is a pretty insidious rhetorical question, because in asking the question, you're passing the message. Hey, have you thought about it? Maybe you should think about it. Maybe you're not a male. Maybe you're agender. And the more categories they put, the more blurring they put, because if they had just put cisgender or transgender, maybe someone would have a blockade in their mind that says, oh no, I'm not transgender for sure, so I'm cisgender. But now there's a third category. Oh, now you have to do more thinking. Maybe I'm agender. Is it super important for me to be a boy? And so it's all an agenda of teaching that shows itself through the questions. Those are questions that are meant to transmit information. Frederick brings the statistics and he says 30% of Zoomers identify as LGBT. Yes, they were saying there's more LGBT than Republicans, basically, in the upcoming generation. Well, let them go for it. Let them go for it. Fall for this evolutionary bait. But like, if there was some key to life in this LGBT ideology, don't you think it would have shown somewhere in the past 7 million years? For 7 million years, our species has been all about male differ from woman. Like, we've been growing hair. Like, there's hair coming out of my skin to yell, I'm a male. Like, more hair than a woman, you know? There's hair coming out here and from my face just to say, oh, yeah, male, he's a male. You're going to tell me that in 2024, suddenly a generation of humans found just the right meme, the agender, asexual expression, the abolishment of sexual dimorphism in the human species, and that it was a genius idea? It's not happening. It's not happening. So the consequence is that people who go for these beliefs that are meant to fight our sexual nature, they are fighting against their own evolutionary interest. So let them fall for the bait. You know, pinch your nose, it's going to be like 80 years. It's going to be like 100 years before the evolution can happen. But it's going to happen. There's no other way. If the LGBT lifestyle had been particularly genius, it would have caught on before. Shrink Mamel sends a super chat. He says, Jeff, do you think Quebec would have succumbed like the rest of the West to mass immigration if the nationalists achieved the yes vote in 1995? It's a good question. What would happen? If we trust the Quebec people of today, they would be pretty pro-immigration. So there's the problem, that Quebec nationalism expresses itself alongside leftism, alongside statism. And so it's Quebec nationalism always loses because it's misguided in many ways. First, it's paired with the state, paired with the growth of the state of Quebec. So a state that is very much anti-natalist and that interferes a lot with parental liberty, which is why I had to leave this place. And on top of it, it's combined with an openness to the other and a false conception that Quebec culture will survive just out of language preservation. So a false belief that if you bring Africans, as long as they're Africans who speak French, you're going to be fine. But it's not true. The French African that you bring is not going to be fascinated at the cinema of Pierre Perrault in the way I am. He's not going to give a shit. Maybe he will look at it and, oh, okay, some cineast made some movie. But that's going to be it. It doesn't matter that he speaks French. He won't feel it the way I feel it. Rodita Sid says, Quebec nationalists are still communist at heart. Yeah, they're too cocked. The Quebec people is too cocked. It's fascinating that Quebec ended up being what it is, knowing the generation of my grandfather and my grandmother, knowing that they would produce 12 babies, that they would go above and beyond when there were difficulties in reproduction. My grandmother couldn't have babies before 26. And the doctors had told her she would never have babies because they thought it was permanent infertility. And she kept praying and trying, and she ended up having, starting at the age of 26, she ended up having like something like 11 kids, some of them dying, but most of them surviving. So it's amazing when you know that Quebec is rooted in this. It's amazing to see the cockery of modern Quebec and how ultimately just a little too much academia given to your woman is just going to ruin your society. Quebec is an advanced example of it. Quebec will give you a taste of what America could be in 10, 20 years from now, because it's always advanced in its state of rot. And it's not good at all. That's why I'm super happy to have left Quebec. Although I have respect for the root of the Quebec genetics, the Quebec people, I have zero respect for the Quebec society. It's a very sad society that truly kidnaps children and that forces public schooling as an option. They will tell you that homeschooling is legal, but it's supervised by bureaucrats. You have to meet with a bureaucrat on a yearly basis, and the bureaucrat will decide if you get to continue homeschooling your children. Unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. Trump comes to the support of Texas. He says, Trump says Texas rightly invoked the invasion clause over Biden's open border. So tension is continuing, and this is going to end up being a massive theme of the of the election campaign. Ultimately, it's going to be open border. Trump is setting it very well, because that is a subject you can win the presidency just on this one. Because there's enough people tired about immigration, and even some Democrats who are like, holy shit, that's way too much immigration. So you can win on this issue. And Trump is setting it so that it's the only subject that matters in this election. Frog Eyes says, I'm still lolling about JF peak male performance from the other night. I'm at my peak. What you gonna do? I'm at my peak. I'm not at my peak in terms of, like, when I was a young man, I was something to look at. I was a man with such ideas and dreams. I had much more hope in me. But from the perspective of female choice, see, so when I look at the young JF, the young JF is much more hopeful. He wants to change the world. He's kind of idealistic and naive. There's something good about him. But you have to grant it, from the female perspective, the female choice perspective, the young JF is a shot in the dark. The young JF is a risky bet, because who knows? Who knows whether he's going to write a book? Who knows whether he thinks he can change the YouTube media forever? So now that a lot of this is behind me, it's more like a safe choice to go with me. But the young JF wanted to change the world, and I did. Frog Eyes says, okay, this one I read. New guy says, so we get bitter old JF. Yeah, that sucks. That sucks, but that's it. I mean, I'm not going to not be bitter when I see the state of the world, this false promise of a liberal society that was made to us, when the very liberals have broken their pillars of trust, the very liberals have shown themselves to be not liberals at all, to be triggered by basically a Frenchman saying the truth. I've been betrayed, I've been attacked, and I've been lied about. And I will never change. It's people are saying, well, why carry this bitterness? Why carry this hate? I will carry it until I die, because that was not what I was promised. A promise was broken, and I will stand as a scarecrow for the future, saying, they will break their promise for you. They will betray you. Don't let them convince you that you have free speech. They will go for it when they need it. You have free speech as long as you don't annoy them. Border Patrol says agents will not remove the Texas razor wire barriers. What the fuck is this series of words? The Texas razor wire barriers. I like it. It's rare that you get three in a row that rhyme. But yeah, that's good news. That's very good news, because it means that, as I've said, and people were telling me, Jeff, how can we ever get any sort of civil war in the U.S. when the federal government is so powerful? The thing is, in a state of conflict and civil war, and I wasn't even just talking about the civil war, but when the state's interest come to be at odds with federal interest, you have sometimes part of the federal forces. Never forget that they're just humans also. And some of them are humans living in Texas even. So it's good to see that the unions of the federal agents are saying, we're not going to take down the barriers. And we've seen tanks, basically tanks being carried on railroads in Texas. What does that mean? Is it the Texas National Guard that is just making moves? Is it the federal government that wants to just roll with tanks over this razor wire? I have no clue, but it's funny to see. Or maybe it's just tanks that were being carried for other reason. But it's exciting. It's exciting to see finally something politically happening. And it's setting up to be exactly during the Trump campaign. I don't think it's random. I think that we have a movement here that is putting the right wing in a very good position to win the election. Brother Assad says you would need tanks and F-16 to fight the army. Joe Biden. Yeah, that's if your pilot of your F-16s want to fly them. See, things, loyalty and oaths, they fall quick when an organization kind of drifts from its original cause. Biden's real oil for fake democracy plan is ruined after Venezuela blocks opposition leader's presidential run. The Biden administration says it is currently reviewing its sanctions policy on Maduro's Venezuela after the country's top court blocked opposition leader Maria Corina Machado from becoming a presidential candidate. Her formal candidacy was initially banned for backing U.S. sanctions against Caracas and for alleged corruption. So basically, it's another instance where the Americans have tried to mess with foreign powers. I remember this was a very bizarre decision of Biden because Venezuela has always been considered kind of an enemy state under sanction, and there was no taking the oil from Venezuela, and they didn't want Venezuela to get rich with their oil. And all of a sudden, a few months ago, Joe Biden just said, we're taking Venezuela oil now. I was like, okay, I don't know what's happening here. Now you get what's happening, which is there was this candidate, probably a U.S.-supported candidate. They probably wanted to basically push away Maduro from power. And they were starting with this oil buying to kind of get started on the collaborative route with a seeded agent of the U.S. into their democracy. But now it's not working because she's been banned. She's been banned from being a candidate. Just the same way, and we don't even have the moral high horse on this, because America is trying to ban Trump from being a candidate. It's like we can't even look down onto Venezuela and say, oh my God, how primitive this society, keeping a woman from being on the ballot. Oh my God. No, we're doing the same thing. We have zero moral high ground on democracy, fairness, and transparency. Sharia says, Jeff, do you think there would still be a third world war if America has a second civil war? That's a good question. I think definitely these things are likely to happen more if they happen. Like, if there's a third world war, it's more likely to induce a civil war. And if there's a civil war, it's more likely to induce a third world war. Here's my reasoning for this. Third world war is currently being delayed just because people are scared of what America could do. And in fact, if you knew for sure that Joe Biden is going to win the election, I think we might have a world war immediately. Because everyone would know what will be the axis of America. Now, I think it's the Trump uncertainty that is currently keeping the world from exploding into a World War III. Because think about it. I mean, what does Israel have to fear in going even harder against their opponent? Well, the one thing they have to keep in mind is maybe Trump is going to be in power. That is the one thing that can put brakes in their mind. Trump comes in power, public perception of their actions becomes super dark. Like, they are seen as genocidal. They are called out as genocidal by the ICF or whatever. So And Russia, you know, what does Russia have to be scared about? Well, they've already faced the American power under proxy fire. And now Russia knows they can basically handle a territorial acquisition, just an all-out war against American funding and American support. Now, that is something good to know for them. So all these people, and China, you can argue, perhaps would like to meddle in some path toward Europe, perhaps would like to meddle in Africa, or perhaps would like to meddle in Taiwan. So you have three entities here: Russia, China, Israel. All of them, their actions would be determined on the long run by, is Trump elected? So I think that the Trump uncertainty is actually keeping the world from popping off. But imagine a future state where you have the exact same tensions, but on top of it, you have an American Civil War. An American Civil War in which some loyalist Texas whatever are actually fighting alongside loyalist federal F-16 pilots to shut down highways toward Washington, D.C. And like, imagine this and how these tensions outside in foreign powers would see a clear path for them. Oh my God, the F-16s are fighting inside the U.S. So we can do whatever we want. And that's a little bit what you had during World War II, where Japan, Germany, everyone was going as toward whoever were their enemies. Everyone was kind of using the opportunity to slip something in. So you would have the same thing, I suspect, in a World War III. That is, all the tensions, because of the lack of attention of other powers, suddenly all the tensions come to a point of resolution or clash. IRS targets sports teams as agency boosts enforcement against wealthy tax filers. The IRS will intensify its scrutiny of the sports industry reporting of tax losses as part of its reported crackdown on wealthy taxpayers. It's designed to identify partnerships within the sports industry that report significant tax losses and determine if the income and deductions driving the losses are reported in compliance with the agency's code. So basically going after people who are saying, I must not pay taxes on this amount of money because I bought this TV right and I bought this and I spent this. Basically business expenses being abused. I hope that the IRS doesn't become too rough on this, because it's one way in which you can significantly reduce your tax exposure. Plasma sends a super chat. He says, as soon as America gets started, the rest of us in the West would see it as go time too. I'll be heading to London. You want to be in London? You want to be in a non-white area when World War III clashes? You do what you want, bro. I respect the risky bets. But I would want to be... Oh, man. My shoulders are under great demand. My responsibilities at home are very demanding for my shoulders. Yeah, I mean, do whatever you want, but London will not be the right place to be. You're probably going to be put on a boat and go to die in front of some nation you don't even know the name of. But good luck. I would want to be in the woods. I would want to be somewhere in a forest in Arkansas or whatever. Europa, the last battle. I still haven't begun the documentary, but they've been creating another Twitter account because they were banned. They were banned from the previous Twitter account. So that is really too bad. I do have to get to watching it. We have scenes of combat here. The Palestinian resistance still very efficient at eliminating tanks from the Israeli forces. I don't know. Does it? Do you guys know? Do these missiles, do they destroy the tank in full, or can the tank be restored? Is it like a total loss after this? The tank. I'm wondering about this, but they are very efficient. They are just they're blowing up many tanks a day, as far as I can see from the images. Astronomers make unprecedented discovery in search for water in space. So they found an exoplanet 97 light years from Earth, about twice Earth's diameter, the smallest exoplanet found to have water vapor in its atmosphere, but it's so close to the sun. The planet reaches temperatures of 800 degrees Fahrenheit, 427 degrees Celsius, making it a steamy, inhospitable world that's as hot as Venus. So I don't expect the life of the kind we have here to be viable in these conditions. Perhaps another form of life with more solid molecules. Here we have a bunch of hillbilly Americans who are interrupting a LGBT whatever a speech in front of children because they found that the speaker was a pedophile.
So who brought the tranny? Who brought the pedophile?
First of all, you have to wear
masks. No, thank you. Who brought the pedophile?
It's not awesome.
We want to know.
You're required.
We want to know. Well, oh, we're medically exempt. Thank you, though.
We're medically exempt.
Who brought the pedophile? I just want to know.
So eventually they will just stand there 2 minutes and the pedophile transsexual decides to go out of the room. Yeah, I mean, there's no fixing public school. It's always going to be this. So ultimately, even if you want to do a protest like this, maybe you're going to keep one speech from happening. But they're going to come back next week. So the solution is to abandon public school for now. Fanny comes under immense pressure as 22 articles of impeachment are filed for malfeasance, oppression, and tyrannical partiality. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis may find herself out of job after a Georgia lawmaker filed a resolution Friday to impeach her for various acts of malfeasance, tyrannical partiality, and oppression after allegations emerged that the special prosecutor she hired to go after Donald Trump turned out to be her lover, who she paid almost $700,000 before he dropped thousands of dollars to take her on lavish vacation. This is the state of of corruption that you always see when you have a black woman in power. And it's like, it's just not going to work. She, you know, the naming of a special prosecutor is supposed to be, I'm going to have the most independent person do the job because I want to avoid perceptions of non-appropriateness. So you have, when you choose a special prosecutor, it's all about choosing someone who you don't know at all. And she chooses her lover. She pays her $700,000 and then she goes on lavish vacations with him. No, this is what happened with Chicago Police Department. It always becomes hyper-corrupt prosecutors, hyper-corrupt police system. It won't work. It will never work. What else do we have before we conclude the show? There was this guy, CJ Upkins, who had been found guilty of Nazi promoting tweets because he had included a swastika on the top of his book. But it was clearly a swastika to say kind of the new COVID fascist. You know, the new COVID medical fascists are just like the ancient Nazis. And I was finding it very weird that given the fact that the intent was pretty clear, it was not to promote Nazism. It was just to say the COVID people of today are like the Nazis. He was found guilty, but now he got another trial somehow. He got another trial in which he was entitled to kind of a redo of the trial. And he has won. So the judge ended up finding that his targeting by the prosecutor was kind of a criminalization of ideological dissent. So I think it's great. It's great news that he's got finally a fair outcome in his trial. A Ukrainian model's crowning as Miss Japan shows the spread of liberal globalism in Asia. So here you have a totally non-Japanese Ukrainian who is crowned Miss Japan. I don't think that the Japanese will like this. I think they're going to be annoyed. I don't think they have the same reaction to immigration openness than the West will have. The Japanese society will be a very hard one to crack for the globalists. I think they're eventually going to take back their Miss contest, and they will eventually exclude racial minorities, including whites, from accessing too powerful of a position. New guy says, how can I inseminate all Asians when there are Ukrainian girls there? Yes, so that is a big problem of the birthing diversity in Japan. You can't just go out there, spray and pray. You have to open your eyes and realize, okay, this girl is Ukrainian. Or else you're going to end up with half Ukrainian babies, which... The only person I know who did it was Coach Redpill, and you know where he is now, 6 feet underground.